North Carolina's efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus seem to be working. In Mecklenburg County, the biggest in the state, there was just a 5% increase in the number of new cases Wednesday. So how long will we need to continue staying at home and social distancing? WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
North Carolina's stay-at-home order seems to be working. That's according to state epidemiologist Zach Moore.
We are seeing some effectiveness of the early and aggressive actions that have been taken here to control the spread of the virus, but we're definitely still in the upswing phase, what we call the acceleration phase of the pandemic right now.
Moore says the state is still seeing new cases each day and has not hit its peak number of people infected, which he says means residents need to keep doing what they're doing. As many as 750,000 North Carolinians could become infected by the end of May if the state relaxes all of its social distancing policies at the end of this month, according to a model released earlier this week by scientists at the University of North Carolina and Duke University. If some policies remain in place, according to the model, that number drops by about two-thirds. Governor Roy Cooper has not said whether he plans to extend the statewide stay-at-home order, which is set to expire April 29th. So, how do we go back to work and school and normal life while keeping the virus from spreading? Here's state epidemiologist Moore again.
You know, those are exactly the discussions that we're having, and I think everyone across the country is having right now.
Moore says he doesn't know yet what preventing transmission will look like going forward. He says even if this wave of coronavirus infection slows down, we could have another wave sometime in the future. That would mean scaling back up to stricter social distancing.
Unless we get a very effective vaccine, this will be with us for years. I mean, you know, ultimately, it's hard to know what the longer term future holds. But, you know, I don't expect that we will have seen the end of COVID-19 anytime soon.
According to a model from the University of Washington, North Carolina is expected to see its greatest number of coronavirus deaths per day in about a week. Moore says new treatments, many of which are being studied right now, could make getting the coronavirus less deadly or dangerous. And he says as more time passes, scientists will hopefully learn about how best to track and control it. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.